Well, this is National 4-H Week and Month, and I think it's an opportunity for us to connect or maybe reconnect with our 4-H community in Wisconsin and across the country. There are lots of young people currently enrolled in 4-H clubs in Wisconsin. We'll talk about that as we visit with Tim Tallon, who is a state 4-H arts and communications specialist, one of our guests. Also with us today, Ellie Craig, who is an 11-year-old Dane County 4-H member. She's involved in a range of 4-H projects. And Hannah Craig, who is a 13-year-old Dane County 4-H member, also involved in many 4-H projects. So I'm really pleased to have them with us today. And you may have some questions about 4-H, what's going on with it, or maybe you've got some comments. Maybe you've participated in one way or another, either as a member or a project leader. We'd love to hear from you as well with your own experiences as we talk 4-H in Wisconsin and across the nation, for that matter. Give us a call with your question or comment. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. It's 1-800-642-1234. Or you can email us as well, and that address is talk@wpr.org. Tim Tallon, welcome back.
Hey, Larry. How you doing?
Just great. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you for asking us back. We always love to have an opportunity to promote 4-H and talk about what a great organization it is.
Absolutely. Ellie Craig, thank you for being with us as well.
Thank you.
How long have you been in 4-H?
I have been in 4-H for about 3 years.
3 years now. Okay, you started at about the age of 8.
Yes.
Okay, and Hannah, welcome. You've been involved for a longer period?
Yes, I've been involved since I was in third grade, but actually I was a clover bud even before that. So.
Okay, so clover buds.
Yeah, that's for the little kids. That's kindergarten, first and second graders.
Okay, so
we get them going early, young.
You get them going early. How many youngsters do we currently have enrolled in 4-H?
Oh, my. Across Wisconsin, it's probably 40,000, something like that.
40 to 50,000.
A lot of people.
Yeah, I've heard 50,000 as a number, and that could well be the number. What is it about 4-H that's meaningful? What is 4-H all about? Tim, why don't you tell us that? Because there are people listening who, I'm sure, do not know.
Have no idea what it is. Yeah. It's a incredibly large and effective informal educational program is how I like to put it. And it really starts with the interest that you have. That's where we start with. What are you interested in? You want to learn about animals? You want to learn about technology or science or music or drama? And there's something for everybody in 4-H. So it's a way to reach young people, not necessarily in a classroom, but wherever, in the barn, out in the garage, or wherever you happen to be. So that's why we think that it's such an effective program.
And it, I think in the history of it, as we look back at the history of it, it probably started first primarily in rural
agriculture.
Agriculture?
Yes, absolutely. It was a way for the university people to reach parents was through their children. And so they would teach them better ways to milk cows, better ways to grow corn. That's kind of the roots are in agriculture. But since then, obviously, we've expanded so much beyond that. And we're embracing science and engineering and technology and all sorts of new ways of learning. So it runs the gamut.
And it's urban areas as well.
Absolutely.
As rural,
absolutely.
As well as rural areas. Well, we can get an idea of some of the kinds of projects maybe by asking Ellie and Hannah to chime in a bit. Ellie, what kinds of projects are you involved in with 4-H?
I do communication arts and drama and I do animals, and I do arts and crafts, and I do foods, and I do clothing, and I sew, and I do my county fairs, and
also 4-H camp, right?
Also 4-H camp, yeah.
There you go.
All right, so that's a lot. And Hannah, you're probably just about as active.
Yes. There's so many great programs for 4-H. I mean, anyone of any interest can find at least a dozen projects that they're interested in.
I would say.
So it's really great because we still have all of the animals and agricultural projects, mm-hmm. but also people who live in the city have just as much opportunity because there's the arts and there's communication arts where we learn about public speaking. All across the board.
Well, I remember watching a show on television, a national network show on TV, which involved the construction of a house for a week for a family in northern Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And one of the groups highlighted during that who were helping build the house was some local 4-H'ers.
Fantastic. That's, you know that, Larry, that's a huge part of 4-H that a lot of people don't talk about is the whole community service aspect. And I know the girls have been involved in some of those programs too. And it's a huge part of giving back, and the whole community service aspect has grown and grown and grown over time. So, you know, what kinds of things do you guys do?
We have been with this organization called Conquer Cancer, and we made pillowcases for people with cancer in the hospital.
Mm-hmm. All right. Hannah, have you been involved in some as well?
Yeah, our club, just as our club in our own community, does a lot of community service. So, we just finished up our Conquer Cancer pillowcases, and now we have a food drive going on where people can drop off food donations for our local food pantry at a wide variety of stores that we have in our area.
So lots going on. And again, I'll re-identify our guests here. Tim Talon, State 4-H and Arts and Communication Specialist, one of our guests. The other, Ellie Craig, 11-year-old Dane County 4-H member, and Hannah Craig, 13-year-old Dane County 4-H member, who both are involved in lots of activities relating to 4-H. And we have some calls coming on. We'll take some calls if you'd like to join in. There's a line open for you at 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Or you can email us, and the email address is talk@wpr.org. And Extension, before we take a call, UW Extension has a big role in this, does it?
Absolutely. We like to think of it as that's our base. That's our research base is the University of Wisconsin Extension. So all our youth development research comes from that organization. And we take that information, that knowledge from the university, and then take it really to all parts of the state through our 4-H program, which is the largest informal educational program in the country. So we like to say we've got the whole university to help mm-hmm. us and support the kind of work that we do. And a lot of 4-H'ers probably don't think about that, but that's really the way it is. So, and I know you were a 4-H'er, Larry, growing up. And
yeah, I started as soon as I could. I can't remember the original age, but I went until I was 18 years old.
Absolutely.
So I was a 4-H member for all those years and participated in all kinds of activities. You were mentioning some, Ellie, and I remember fondly my cooking.
Absolutely.
I was in the cooking project, and I had animals, and an electricity project, and a leather craft project.
Absolutely.
I was involved in all kinds of things, and it was really a lot of fun. I think one of the big points, the big benefits for me was the opportunity to have to get up in front of people and make presentations in front of groups. I was an officer in the 4-H too, so I got that kind of experience. But also at the fairs and so forth, state fair, county fairs, I had a chance to get up in front of people and actually talk or perform or whatever. And well, obviously, the kind of job I'm in, it certainly was a great foundation for me. Laura in Arpin is online. Let's go to Laura. Hi, Laura. Thank you for calling.
Hi, you're welcome. Let me start out by saying I had no history with 4-H. I was always a Girl Scout, and I grew up in southeastern Wisconsin. We never heard much about 4-H. But now I'm up in pretty rural central Wisconsin, and at the Central Wisconsin State Fair, my son last year saw that kids had Lego models out, and he thought it was so cool that he could maybe put together Legos and show them at the fair. So last year in kindergarten, we signed him up, and I felt like I was really lost for a while. But now we've completed the first year. He got to show stuff at the fair, and I paid more attention this time, and I tell you that now I am so impressed with 4-H. First of all, I have boys and a girl, So I'm going to be able to do this one program with my whole family instead of dividing out, you know, for scouts or whatever else.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
But anything that he's interested in, looking at the fair book, he can get into just about anything, which I think is just awesome. So the one thing that I would say is it would have been really nice to have some sort of an outreach for those of us who are brand new to 4-H. But now that I know what it's more about,
you're all for it.
Fantastic.
That's a great call, Laura, and we'll have a chance to comment on that as we visit with Tim Tallon, Ellie, and Hannah Craig about National 4-H Week and the 4-H clubs that we have here in Wisconsin. We'll be talking with them right up until 12:30 here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Happy to have you along here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Larry Mueller here, and we're celebrating 4-H in Wisconsin and across the nation. This is National 4-H Week and Month, and really pleased to have Tim Tallon with us, State 4-H Arts and Communication Specialist, and also Ellie and Hannah Craig. Ellie's 11 years old, a member of the Dane County 4-H Club, and Hannah, 13 years old, also a Dane County 4-H member. So really happy to have them with us to talk about 4-H and to answer your questions and maybe to take your comments about 4-H. You may have been involved as a member or a project leader. We'd love to hear from you about that as well. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at talk@wpr.org, and we'd love to hear from you. And as a matter of fact, we have Tony from Sparta online, so let's just go right to the phones. And Tony, hello, thank you for calling.
Hello, Larry. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you and your audience. I'm a loan officer with Farm Service Agency, an agency of USDA, and I wanted to just take a moment to tell you that we have on our in our agency a rural youth loan program. Sometimes the barrier for some to get projects started in the FFA and the 4-H is a lack of funds. Our agency can loan a small amount of money for modest projects up to $5,000 at very reasonable rates and terms to youth ages 10 to 20 to get their projects going. So if they're interested in buying that fair calf and taking them their projects to the fair, we can help them do that. We do provide considerable amount of financial counseling and budgeting and so on, and it's educational. There's a very key point is the educational component. We feel that the 4-H and the FFA are excellent programs and well-run here in the state of Wisconsin, and we would like to support those efforts by providing funds if needed.
And that's great, Tony. Thank you. Do people go for more information about it?
Every county in the state is served by one of our offices, which would include a loan team. The easiest way that I can help people find us is to Google farm loans, and we're going to be the third or the fourth hit, and you're going to see USDA, and you just simply need to follow an office locator. A map comes up, pick Wisconsin, pick your county, and it'll give you who you need to contact.
Tony, I thank you very much for calling. Tim Tallon, a comment from you on that?
Yeah, Tony reminded me that Wisconsin 4-H, if you Google Wisconsin 4-H, you get right to our webpage, and there is so much information there. There's descriptions of our programs, what we offer, what the projects are. There's videotape of 4-H camp. There's pictures. There's so much. So if you just Google Wisconsin 4-H, you'll be right there, and there's a ton of great information out there.
Would the loan program information be on there? Probably not.
There might be a link at some point if you go to agriculture, but I think if you Googled farm loans, you'd get there probably faster.
Tony, thank you very much
for
calling. Appreciate it very much. I want to give Jennifer in Green Bay a chance to chime in here. Jennifer, hi.
Hello. Good afternoon. I wanted to let everybody know I had five children in 4-H, and two of my daughters were able to partake in the wonderful traveling program that 4-H has. One daughter went to the American Spirit program this summer, where they traveled all up and down the East Coast, and another daughter went to the leadership conference in Madison, and they may have made lifelong friends, and they just rave about it.
Absolutely. The international programs, the national traveling programs through 4-H are just awesome. And I've got to say, I think our Wisconsin 4-H outreach program is one of the best in the country. So that's just another way to get involved in 4-H is some of those trips and exchanges.
I've had a lot of fun with the state 4-H Congress meetings because every year I usually do a little workshop on radio and have students, the 4-H'ers who come, actually put together a little radio program.
And so, I can tell you that particular session is one of the highest rated sessions that we hold every year at State Conference.
Yeah.
So if you want that session, you got to sign up fast.
Thanks, Jennifer. Pat in Rock County has a good question, I believe, or comment. Hi, Pat.
Hi. For about a year, I've been trying to find a 4-H in our area. They always have the names of them, but they never have a phone number.
Ah.
And according to, you can go to on the computer, according to what you just said,
yep.
But what if you don't have a computer?
Well, I would say the easiest thing to do is really to call your local UW Extension office.
Well,
there's one in every county.
Okay. All right. Because I was in 4-H. My sons were in 4-H.
There you go.
I just really wanted my grandkids to have that. You
Fantastic.
Know?
You contact your county extension office, and they're going to put you right in touch because there are 4-H folks in most counties.
Every county.
Oh, yeah. Every
yeah.
county.
Yep.
Every county in the state.
Yep.
So they'll get you right there. And thanks a lot for calling. All right, here's a quiz for you, Ellie. What is 4-H? What do those 4-H's stand for? Somebody asked that question.
It is for hands, heart, head, health.
You got it.
There's only four of them. You did well. There actually used to be five. There was a fifth H called hustle. But at some point in time, that got deleted.
Yeah.
Head, heart, hands, and health. That's
yep.
something I've remembered over the years for sure. What? And somebody else wonders, what is the Horseless Horse Project?
The Horseless Horse Project is aimed for people who are really interested in the horse project but don't have horses. So, I mean, you can make clothes for your horse. Something that's related is the Model Horse Project, where you have model horses and you decorate them, and then you can show those at the fair, too.
And the other thing, too, Hannah, is as a parent of a horseless horse kid, my daughter actually was able to go to the state fair and ride a horse. And a lot of times they'll partner up with kids who do have horses.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a great arrangement if you don't live on a farm or don't have a horse in your backyard. You can get hooked up with one that does.
Let's turn to David in Delafield next. David, hello. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Thanks a lot for having me on. I've enjoyed your show. I just want to let you know that Waukesha County 4-H is having a big event this Saturday at UW Waukesha in conjunction with UW Waukesha called Rediscover 4-H. We decided or felt that a lot of people had kind of taken 4-H and put it on the shelf and didn't really understand all the things that all the different activities and projects that 4-H has available to the kids. So this is an opportunity from 9 to 3:30 for kids to make projects, see a dog training session, hear declamations, see presentations, see dancing groups, really see everything, as well as there are going to be tables for every single club in Waukesha, so that people that are interested that have either never before been in 4-H or were in 4-H before and didn't know that 4-H had things like rocketry and robotics can get it involved in that again.
And tell me again now, David, where that's being held.
It's going to be held at the Commons Building at UW Waukesha this Saturday from 9 o'clock to 3:30. And there's going to be banners on both of the streets on University Avenue on both sides so that people can drive by on North Street or Summit Street and see the banners and hopefully come on in. It's going to be a great event. We're taking over the entire Commons Building and all the parking lots, not all the parking lots, but some of the parking lots, and really, we think it's going to be the biggest 4-H event in Waukesha outside of the fair.
That sounds really cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. Great opportunity.
I think that's another thing. You know, David, a lot of people go, Lego robotics, what's that? And that's a very popular project in 4-H now is a lot of the science, engineering, and technology projects are being scooped up, and we're getting new membership that way. So I really appreciate your efforts, and it reminds me that a lot of our audience probably doesn't know that there's many, many 4-H'ers out there, and there's many, many 4-H leaders out there. That's what keeps it going. So for every couple of 4-H'ers, there's a leader.
Right.
Absolutely. Right. Thanks, David. Appreciate it very much. I'm glad you called.
All right. Thanks a lot.
And we'll take some more calls, too. So you can join in, by the way. We have some open lines, so we'll get you on fairly quickly at 1-800-642-1234 or email at talk@wpr.org. Let's turn to Lida in Monroe County. Hi.
Yes, hello. I'm just enjoying this program so much and wish to follow up with your past speaker about 4-H leaders and extension workers, because I was a 4-H member in Monroe County, the Valleyville 4-H, many, many years ago, and I still remember my 4-H leaders, and they were a great influence on my life. Currently, I've been honored by my 4-H as Grandmother of the Year, so you know where that puts me. The current project that that the Monroe County 4-H people are doing is collecting pop can tabs for the McDonald House, and that's been an ongoing project for several years. I get the 4-H newsletter, and there's so much to do. There's so much that's being offered. Just a broad outreach and appeal to young people with a variety of interests. As your young women have mentioned, there's just something there for everyone. One thing I would like to mention is that in 1955, I was an IFE to India, and that also is part of the 4-H program, the international programs. And at the time, IFE stood for International Farm Youth Exchange. Now it stands for International 4-H Youth Exchange. And what that meant is that I had an opportunity to travel to India and to live with families on their farms and in their schools and learn about the culture and show some of my culture, and then come back home to Wisconsin and spend several weeks traveling throughout the state, as IFEs are asked to do, sharing their experiences with slide presentations. So the comment I say is that if all the slides that IFEs have ever taken of their travels, all those slides would reach around the world at least twice.
Fantastic.
Those international programs are really, really a good program for 4-H, and it gives so many opportunities to the people involved.
Are you thinking maybe, Hannah, sometime down the road of getting involved in
Yes, I am. It sounds like a really, really fun thing to do. So,
And I need to say, too, Hannah, that my wife was also an international 4-H member, and she went to Holland and lived on a dairy farm for a long time, and she had never been on a farm before, and that education curve was steep, let me tell you. But it was a profound influence on her, and she never forgot that experience.
Yeah, absolutely. Lida, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate your call. Carrie in Waupaca, I want to give you a chance. Carrie, hi.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Great. Well, I'm an active 4-H parent and very enthusiastic about the program, and got three kids participating in the Horse Project up in Waupaca County, and think it's enormous potential for growth and leadership development and all that. But I did want to make one suggestion and hope it might trickle its way back up to some of the leadership of 4-H. One of the things I'd like to see incorporated into the Horse Project program, and maybe this is happening elsewhere, is maybe some revision in the way that the assessment is done for kids participating in the fair. And my kids also participate in the state solo ensemble program vis-a-vis music. And what I love about what solo ensemble does is each child receives a constructive, tailor-made evaluation of their performance that can help them to learn to become better musicians, and there's individualized reflection. And I'm wondering if there isn't a way that the Horse Project could also incorporate some of that model into how things are done, as opposed to this notion that you have some, you know, winners and losers, but not a lot of active reflection back to the kids that's in the form of constructive feedback that can help them to improve their performance.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Appreciate your call, Carrie. And Tim, do you want to comment?
Yeah. Carrie, what I would say is that there's a lot of committed 4-H leaders out there who are involved in the policies of the Horse and Pony Project in Wisconsin. And I'm sure that your concern is noted, and they will be meeting, and they do on an ongoing basis, to try to improve the program. And that's what we do ongoing. We look at what's happening in 4-H, we look at what's going on at the fair, and we try to make improvements so that it really focuses on the education of the young person. That's the thing, and I think you brought that up with the solo ensemble, because that's their primary purpose as well. So I thank you for that comment.
All right. Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate it very much. Sophia in West Bend, we turn to you now. Hi, Sophia.
Hi.
And what's on your mind?
Just a few things about the fair.
Yeah. Are you a 4-H'er?
Yeah, I'm vice president of Winds of Change 4-H Club in West Bend.
Very nice.
And you wanted to comment about the fair. What about in probably the Washington County Fair then?
Yeah, Washington County Fair. I was just going to ask, how many projects are you allowed to put in the fair?
I think it's a million.
Oh.
No, I tell you, I don't know for sure. I think it varies from county fair to county fair, exactly how many exhibits you can have. So I guess the thing to do would be to, you know, contact the Washington County Fair and say, you know, I want to bring this many and see what happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate your call. And we'll take some more calls here. You can join in, by the way, at 800-642-1234. Judy in Brown County. On to you now. Hi, Judy.
Well, hi. How are you today?
Just great. Thanks for calling.
Good. I'd like to invite everybody to come to the Brown County National 4-H event on Thursday, October 8th from 6 to p.m. We're going to be having lots of displays from our various 4-H clubs and activities. We're also going to be recognizing those people that have supported 4-H through the past year. And the big exciting event is that we're participating in National Youth Science Day by doing a biofuel blast, which is an experiment that all youth in our community can come and participate in. They'll actually be learning and making ethanol.
Awesome. Oh, wow.
Wow.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
And give us the time and location again, Judy.
Okay. The time will be 6 to 8 p.m. on October 8th, which is next week Thursday, and it will be at the Agricultural and Extension Center, 1150 Bellevue Street in Green Bay.
All right.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And, you know, I guess, Tim, there are probably events like that all over the state.
Oh, there is. If you just, again, if you get up to our website, you can take a look at some of those events. And a lot of them are not the what you'd call the normal 4-H-E agriculture events. They're ones that are real different. The science, engineering, and technology programs across the state have attracted a lot of different, like the rocketry event and like the biodiesel fuel event and so many things like that. So it's a whole new world for us, and I think it's really gaining in popularity, too.
SET. It's 4-H SET, isn't it?
SET. Engineering and technology.
Science, engineering, and technology. That's pretty cool.
But I got to make a plug for the arts, too, because 4-H has a huge arts and communication program across the state. I know Hannah and Ellie are both involved in those things, too.
Yeah. Hannah, you're involved in drama, right?
Yes. Actually, in our club, we have our own drama program that we do. So this past year, we made a play. We wrote an adapted play, and then we performed it at our drama festival for Dane County. And there's even some state teams that Tim is a part of that you can get into once you're an older 4-H member.
That's pretty cool. And Ellie, you're a communications arts kind of person, too.
Yes, I am.
Tell us about what you do in relation to that.
Well, I did, this year I did a demonstration about yoga, and I did this play that Hannah was talking about that I helped write, and we did, I love it every year, because you get to see how creative they are.
Well, I think that's wonderful, and I want to give Mary and Madison a chance to join in too. She's got a comment for us. Mary, hi.
Hi. I have a question. Actually, I have a daughter who showed a horse for years in 4-H and other shows, and she was quite good and accumulated a huge number of trophies, you know, with a horse on top and the plaques. And I don't want these to go to a landfill, and I can't. She doesn't want to keep all of them. And does 4-H have any ability or notion to recycle these things so they could be reused?
Boy, that's a really good comment. I think we should. I guess the short answer. If there's a way to get those trophies to the local extension office, I think you were in Madison.
Dane County Extension Office.
Dane County Extension Office. I bet you they could recycle those things. That's a really important part of 4-H as well, is the whole reuse and recycle notion. 4-H has been doing that for years before it became popular to do that. 4-H has always been about recycling, and 4-H has always been green, like we like to say.
Green and white. Those are the colors.
That's right.
So if the Dane County Extension Office is located, trying to remember the name of the street, but you can look that up. I should know that. I've been there so many times as a member of the Dane County Tree Board. I should remember the address, but I don't. Mary, but it's on Agriculture Drive. Jim Packard's letting me know.
Fen Oak. That's it.
Fen Oak.
Yep.
Fen Oak Court.
Yes.
Fen Oak Court is the address for that. Well, this has been a great pleasure to have you with us today. I really appreciate it very much. And I know you guys are going to be, you know, you got to believe that these two are going to be successful.
Oh, my gosh.
All the activities that they've gotten involved in. And Tim, it's been wonderful to have you
Thank
as well.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for inviting us.
Appreciate it very much. Tim Talon, State 4-H Arts and Communication Specialist, one of our guests. And the other two guests, Ellie Craig, 11-year-old Dane County 4-H member, and Hannah Craig, 13-year-old Dane County 4-H member. Really happy to have them with us on this National 4-H Week and Month. And just in conclusion, you know, we have our fun drive coming up, and we've got this Take a Day Off the Fun Drive. We've already taken one day off our fun drive. We've had 700. We need 700 contributions, and we went through the 700, and we've got one day taken off. And now we're within 204 contributions of taking a second day off our fun drive, which would be wonderful. Only 204 more contributions. So if you'd like, go to WPR.org on our website. Make your contribution now. And if we get 204 more, we can take yet another day off the drive. So we're looking forward to that. And I hope you'll go to WPR.org. And thanks for listening. Stay with us. Lots in store.